So today I was reading through one of my, maybe probably my all-time favorite book when it comes to fiction, or not a how-to book. It's not really fiction, but it's called All Quiet on the Western Front by Eric Remarque. He went on, I think, to win a Pulitzer Prize. I'm not sure I've ever read a book about war specifically, or really about life, that ever had that wasn't, like I said, it wasn't a how-to book, it's not a research book. It's just the story of one man, a German soldier, his experience in World War I, and I think, 1916, 1917. And man, if you haven't read this book, I think people get turned off from this book because they force you to read it in high school. But this book is life-changing in many ways. In some ways, it's a dark book. It's definitely not the most positive thing you've ever read, but I want to share a quote from it. I've written down many quotes, but just imagine it's 1916. The world goes to war. I'm talking about the world goes to war. We've lived through a few wars, Vietnam, maybe, if you're older listening to this, the Persian Gulf War, Iraqi war, recently Bosnian, all these different conflicts, Middle East. But imagine the world going to war. I read somewhere that I think 70 million men went to war in World War I, and two-thirds of them, two out of three of them, were either killed or somehow, a casualty in terms of wounded. Can you imagine those odds? By the way, in my movie review, there's a movie I review in there called Gallipoli. If you haven't seen that, it's one of Mel Gibson's first movies, and it's back in it's the story of the Battle of Gallipoli in Greece, Turkey, that area. And it's an insane, because you see these guys, they used to be down in trenches, and you used to have to come over the trench knowing two-thirds of you are gonna get shot. And if you didn't go over, they would shoot you. You'd be treason or whatever. So I've often thought, man, you watch that movie Gallipoli, like I said, check it out on my, I started reviewing movies, so check it out on tylopez.com and click on the movie link and look for Gallipoli. But anyway, back to this book. So this is this story. In a sense, it is a true story. And by the way, there's an old movie that I recommend called All Quiet on the Western Front. You can see that too. Don't get the, there's two versions. The one that I like the best is the one from the 60s. Another mind-blowing book. But let me read a quote to you here, okay? So, Remarque went through these horrible things. Friends shot, killed, blown up in front of you. Not just one, but I'm talking about everybody. There's a BBC special I saw where they used to allow you to go to war with your friends and classmates, but they stopped doing this after World War I because there's this story of the Last Battalion where a whole town, a whole city, all the boys who were seniors in high school all signed up to go to World War I together to fight for Britain. They landed in Turkey, same place. They were involved in this Battle of Gallipoli. And they were never heard from again, not even one of them, hundreds of them. Imagine that town, every single mother in that town, nobody's left. No boys ever heard from again. No son, no grandson, no brother, all gone. So this Remarque lived through this, and I think this is an amazing quote. And really, I don't want to talk about war today. I want to talk about this thought for my life, and I'm sure it'll be applicable to you. Remarque says, "To forget is the secret of eternal youth. One grows old only through memory. There is much too little forgetting." Let me read that one more time. It's that profound. "To forget is the secret of eternal youth. One grows old only through memory. There is much too little forgetting." There's a lot we could talk about from those three things. Let's start from the first sentence. Is he right? To forget is the secret of eternal youth. I think he is. I'm an investor in different businesses. One of the businesses we invested in were online dating sites back in 2006, 2007. And One of the things you learn operating these sites or being an investor, as you look at the data, you see people making profiles on a dating site. If you go to Match.com or eHarmony or whatever, you'll see these same things where men or women write, I was recently divorced, and don't write me if you are mean or if you're stingy, or don't write. And it's all this like negativity where you can just see the guy or the girl who's writing their own profile is just basically thinking of everything they hated with their ex-boyfriend or ex-wife or ex-husband or ex-girlfriend or whatever. And they're doing the opposite of what Remark said. They're not staying eternally young. Why? They're jaded. They are jaded. And I have to say, one of the most attractive things in a woman, if I meet a woman, potentially going to date her. And you hear this a lot. It's like fresh. I don't mean this in a chronological age. I'm not saying a number. It's a mentality. My grandma's 96 years old. Okay. And I think she has the secret to eternal youth. If you talk to my grandma, she's been through a lot. She's been through a world war. She was actually born in World War I, 1918, February. The war was still going till November. Then she lived through World War II. She met Adolf Hitler in person. She lived through the war. She came through, one bad marriage to my grandfather, and then she was married again to Charles, who she's married to now. But she was eternally hopeful, eternally youthful. And in your own life and in my own life, if we're not careful, what Remark's saying, remember, this is a man who lived through probably worse things than you and I have ever remotely experienced. You're talking people that saw 10,000 people killed in front of you. Literally, World War I, there's a battle. One of the first battles, the French said, these machine guns are nothing. They're not going to harm us. These are a new invention. Because back then, machine guns were not a common weapon. And the French charged at the Germans, and the Germans let loose with these new inventions, machine guns, and they shot so many French soldiers that the French soldiers who were running towards them through the woods couldn't even fall backwards and hit the ground. The bodies were stacking up to where they were just dying standing up. And when the French finally retreated, the Germans felt so sick to their stomach that they just stopped firing. They didn't even want to kill anymore. You're talking one battle in World War I. A million men died. A million in one battle. Put that in perspective, I think the whole Vietnam War, maybe 50,000 men or something. I don't know. Now, I'm not diminishing the pain of people who went through Vietnam War. I'm not diminishing it, because if you were that one individual who went through it, it's like hell on earth. What I'm saying is World War I is at epic proportions. It's beyond my belief, or beyond my ability to fathom what it would be like to have a million people killed in one battle. That happened. Some of these battles you read in World War I. Eric Remarque lived through that, years of that, not days, not weeks, not months, years. So maybe you've been the victim of domestic violence. Maybe you've been the victim of physical or any type of abuse growing up. Maybe you have been through tremendous physical adversity, health-wise. I do not mean to diminish what you've been through. We've all been through that. I've been through some things in my day too. But if Eric Remarque, after going through a war that killed millions at a time in a week, and he's saying to forget is the secret of eternal youth, I think there's something there for us. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a psychoanalyst. I'm not sure how you can do it, but I do believe awareness brings with it often 50% of the battle, winning 50% of the battle. Just being aware that, hey, Ty, no matter what you go through, every day is a new day. I always say we're humans, we're stepping through time, day by day. The past is an illusion. The future is also an illusion. All you have now is now. So, if this man was able to pull it off and able to find the flower in the middle of the war-torn battlefield, I think there's something for us. You're going to have to take it as, for whatever you want. But I think he's right. If you can forget certain things, and you know, as I read books, there's a book here on my shelf. Let me see if I can find it. The Snowball. It's about Warren Buffett, one of the wealthiest people in the world. And he had some hard things go happen to him personally. And the author of the book, the biographer, said, the interesting thing about Warren Buffett, he had this ability to go through life's hard knocks, think about it, ponder it, learn the lesson, and then never think about it again. Compartmentalize that thought and move it away. And you know, we live in a world where it's always like, go back to your old feelings. And I'm not arguing that, you know, relive your youth. And there's some truth to that too, I'm sure. But there's a balance. Most things, there's a balance. So my suggestion to you and to myself, you know, I like doing these because really, even though I'm talking, people say, why do you do these for free, Ty? And I'm like, well, because I'm learning too. So it's a good deal. Hopefully you get some value. I certainly, for whatever reason, I've always been an audio learner. As I say things come and coalesce in my brain. So, yeah. How do you do it? How do you do it? Everybody wants eternal youth, you know, from Ponce de Leon when he was searching for the fountain of eternal youth to here at Beverly Hills down the street where people try to redo their face every day. Women get boob jobs, so their boobs look like they did when they're young. Guys get facelifts. Women get, you know, their lips done. Whatever it may. Women put on makeup. Men, I don't know, get tattoos. We're all trying to relive our youth to a certain extent, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that to a certain extent. But the real way to do it is right here in this book, right here in the mind of a man who had lived through the greatest of all tragedies, the loss of a nation, the loss of every friend that you knew. I think in this book, you see every single friend he grew up with was either killed or came home with one leg. I mean, World War I, people's faces were blown off. If you want your mind blown, I don't recommend this for all of you. Go to YouTube and put in faces of World War I. Remember, plastic surgery was not perfected. Men used to wear masks. My grandpa Charles said he remembers, he was born in 1916. He remembers as a little boy, the barbershop, some men from World War I, and their faces were blown off. Blown off. America put many of those men in these kind of institutions for the rest of their life. People shook. People were, you know, had these. If you, like I said, just go to YouTube. Be sure you can take it. It's a tough thing to watch. If these men were able to cope by forgetting, I think there's a lesson for me and you. So the next line that he says, one grows old only through memory. And that's obvious, that's the corollary of what he was saying. We are so tuned into our memories when sometimes, you know, and you see this throughout different teachings, the Bible, Buddha, Aristotle. You see kind of this vein of thought going through. The Bible says, and again, I'm not religious. Some of you like the Bible and some of you don't. I'm not a Christian per se or in that sense, but I grew up around Judeo-Christian stuff, so it's in my memory. Of course, we're back to memory. I remember growing up hearing, you know, unless you're born again, unless you're willing to become like a little child, you'll never inherit the kingdom. I think that's the same message Remark was saying. Think about a little kid. You know, they say, interesting, I read this book. And don't misinterpret this book. It was a very controversial book because this psychologist said little kids who went through horrible things, but it happened really young, a lot of them just recovered. Like 5-year-olds had been through whatever, been beat up or something. If it wasn't too bad and they recovered physically, they were, it's not that they were fine. I don't think that's what this psychologist, I forget the name of the book. It was a pretty controversial book, came out a few years ago. The point being, little children are resilient, and we know this, their brain is malleable. They're able to cope. Trees are like this. I used to live on a farm, and you have a tree, and trees form cambium. That's the bark or the part of the bark that we think of it. And as a when a tree is very young, it's malleable. Like you can literally, if you're pruning a tree, or you can shape it, you can bend it. If you remember the movie Karate Kid, they have these little what do they call it? Bonsai trees. And those bonsai trees, you know, you can shape them. They're malleable, but as a tree gets older, more cambium forms, and that cambium makes it more resilient and hard. Now, that's good in many ways because that tree is resilient if a deer comes and scratches it, or if a big storm comes. So there are some advantages as you grow of building resiliency, and some of us do that through our memories. We remember the bad things that happened to us. So as we get older, we make sure they don't happen to us. So that's why I said there's a balance here. There's some good to this. But yet, the inability to bend and mold, and that's what I think the saying, unless you become like a little child, you'll never enter the kingdom. It's saying that you and I probably didn't grow up with perfect environments. We probably, like Richard Dawkins talked about, or there's other, some of these, Daniel Pink, I think, talks about memes, these social memories, these social genes that we inherit by listening to people. We probably inherited some bad ones. So as you get older, if you're not careful, this resiliency that's supposed to protect you works against you. And this is what Remarque is saying. You know, we grow old through memory. And in this case, old means death. It means all the negativity of senescence is the scientific word for the process of aging. So your age physically, right, your biological age can be increased more rapidly than it should be if you're always reminiscing and remembering the worst. You know, there was someone in my family I had real mental problems. I saw him recently. And he was always in great shape. Now he's older, but he never looked his age. Today, I saw him literally a month ago. Bam. He finally looks his age. Somebody who always looked 20 years younger, you know, now looks 60. Their biological age caught up with their birth certificate age, as I like to call it. And I was like, what happened? And he's like, I'm just going through all these mental problems, Ty. And they said, I can't stop thinking about my regrets. I can't stop. My mind is looping. Ended up literally at the point where it's like almost having to be institutionalized. That's the end result of too much memory. You can't stop looping. You must be like the saying says. Unless you can be like a little child, you won't inherit the kingdom. And what I'm talking about, as you know, I'm all about the good life. To me, the good life is the kingdom. Health, wealth, love, happiness. Those four pillars that you probably want, that I think every organism, humans or non-humans, is really searching for. Even animals want happiness, not in the sense that you and I call happiness, but I learned from having animals on a farm, they're more alive than you think. Animals can be depressed. You see that. I saw a thing where a baboon or a monkey, the mother had lost her baby and she was depressed. Now, you might say that's an animal instinctual reaction. I'm not going to split hairs here. The point being, all of us are looking for the good life, and you probably won't find the quote unquote kingdom unless you become like a little child in the sense that Remarque is speaking of. There's much too little forgetting. What a profound saying. What I want to leave you with is the thought that let's forget some things. Let's not become stupid. Let's learn the lesson. Maybe like Warren Buffett said, let's deeply ponder. Charlie Munger, his business partner, self-made billionaire, said, life will throw you tremendous blows. He said, one of my sons died as a little kid tragically. And he said, I walked the streets of Omaha, Nebraska, weeping, weeping. And he said, I learned that you got to have your time where you mourn and you weep, and then you must move on. And for some of you, and for myself, some of those things never need to be revisited again. Like I said, I'm not a psychologist. If you get a professional advising otherwise, maybe you need to listen to them. But I know that there's some truth to this within balance. So my question to you, it's a little bit of a somber topic today, but important, man, important. No one wants to lose out on the good life. And excessive memory will do that, looping thoughts. Leave a comment here. or reach out on at Ty Lopez on Twitter. If you're listening on my site, leave a comment on the page. If you're on my podcast, leave this as a review. What is a memory? And you don't have to be too specific if it's private, just a general one that you'd be better off just forgetting. It's a memory that's making you old, that's stressing you out. And then just put it down. There's a power in writing it down. Tweet it to me. Keep it as private as you need to be. If it's super private and you want to write it just to me, there's a private inbox on my website, tylopez.com, that when you join, you'll get an auto reply from me. If you reply, I do check those. That's me checking. Or you can email me at ty@tylopez.com. What is a memory that you're going to commit to just basically forgetting? Obviously, you could always bring it back, but something that you know has been dragging you down. All Quiet on the Western Front. If you and some of the other books will be in the show notes. Check them out on tylopez.com if you want the links to those other books. Pick up this book. I have a link to it on my site, or you can find it on Amazon. It's a cheap book, $5. Remember, forgetting is the secret to eternal youth. So thanks so much. Stay strong and talk to you soon.